Thursday, August 2nd, 5-4-3-2-1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. I had the opportunity to ask a lot of questions of a small group representing a commercial Chinese soy buyer. They were touring the Corn Belt looking at crops and livestock operations that made a stop here in Royal Iowa. They represent a company that buys and imports 7 to 8 million metric tons of soybeans into China. As China imports 100 million metric tons, that is 7 to 8% of the total imports into the country. They had been buying 4 million metric ton of U.S. soybeans and the rest from South America. Even Russia is now growing soybeans, exporting 1 million metric ton. The Chinese are scouring the globe for soy and soy alternative supply. Chinese government officials, not this company, have been spreading manure, both sides spread manure on trade claims, that they would reduce Chinese import demand to 76 million metric tons. That is an exaggerated, made-up number. The Chinese company said that 90 million metric tons is more realistic, a reduction of 10 million metric ton. I asked them if there was currently any government restriction on their buying and importing U.S. soybeans, and they said no. They claimed that they were not restricted by their government from buying U.S. soybeans other than having to pay the tariff. They claimed that there were a few small cargoes that had been imported despite the tariff. These may have been in transit and it was too costly to divert them. The soybean market had priced the Chinese tariff into U.S. prices relative to those in Brazil, but there was no sign of any new significant Chinese purchases in the United States yet. Chinese crushers had procured an enormous supply of soybeans ahead of the tariff implementation, and crush margins there are currently quite negative. They have an oversupply of meal. Their hog herd is in liquidation. Ours may soon be too. They say that they will work this soy supply off by October, when this company expected that there would again be interest in U.S. soybeans by Chinese importers if the price was right. They believe that China would need to buy some U.S. soybeans. They were ready when they had domestic demand and could buy soy that worked. The right price would be something that compensated for the tariff that they could crush profitably in China. What they buy would be limited by that. I see that as a problem, as when conditions support Chinese demand, it would be self-defeating if U.S. soy prices rise. I'm not bearish soybeans beyond what it takes to compensate for the tariff, but it is hard to be bullish, too, as a rally would price U.S. soybeans out of the market again quickly. The only real solution is a resolution of the trade war and the end of the tariff. How many U.S. soybeans they buy will eventually be determined by the market in the next South American soy crops. Argentine production should recover next year from the end of the 2018 drought, and they will at least expand soy acreage in Brazil 3-5% again, with weather determining final production. These Chinese claim that China was self-sufficient in corn. They also played down the role that plans to expand Chinese ethanol production would have on reducing their corn supply. They were impressed that my corn made 260 bushel per acre last year. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3-2-1. The Chinese soy company officials visiting Royal asked me how long the trade war would last, and I asked them the same thing. I asked them if their government was willing to make concessions on intellectual property, and they were quiet. I don't think that either side is near ready to back down, and we all expressed the fear that the trade war could be long-lasting. They noted the $12 billion tariff relief program announced by Trump and Purdue, asking for details that we do not yet have. All acknowledged that the payments were political. China was smart to direct retaliatory tariffs on Trump's ag constituency, which forced Trump to provide this aid to keep his promise of having farmers' backs. They will have great interest in the election impact this fall. I fear that there was miscalculation of resolve on both sides. The fear would be that the trade war become a protracted impasse. They told me that they had not yet made the calculation to make long-term financial commitments to invest in transportation logistics in Brazil, but if the trade war protracted, that could eventually change. They noted the competitiveness of the United States over Brazil and cost of transportation as being our advantage. They want to buy U.S. soybeans. I know that we in the ag sector would like to sell them some. I asked them to respond to Trump's challenge that anyone buying oil from Iran by November had to get a waiver from us to do business here. As China buys more oil from Iran than anyone, this is a direct challenge of China. They frankly were incredulous. I asked the Chinese soy company officials if the Chinese Navy would protect their oil supply in the Persian Gulf and got a shocked look of disbelief. That is kind of the way a lot of the world is right now. They're adjusting to the changes taking place. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.